This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
We ought to drink that, and after we drink it, we ought to say, devil, smell that. She said, I thought about that, how that must offend the devil. When we are children of God, walking in obedience, when we drink that juice, when we breathe it out and say, devil, smell that. I want it to be offensive to that beast, don't you? I want the Word of God to be offensive to the devil. I want that beast to stay as far from me as he possibly can. I don't want to put anything on me that will draw that beast to me. I want to walk holy in obedience to God's Word. I want to walk in a God kind of life. Then 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. 1 John 3, 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Now what if you don't love the brethren? You haven't passed from death to life. You need to get saved. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. I mean, the Word of God's pretty clear, isn't it? If you don't love, then you need to get saved. You're still abiding in death. If you can't love your brethren, you are not born again. You have never been recreated. Is that what the Word of God says? That's what it says. Then in verse 15, whoever hateth his brother, oh my goodness, you're a murderer. If you hate your brother, you are a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now what if somebody says, but I'm a Christian, I'm washed in the blood. But you see that old boy right over yonder? I just can't stand him. I hate him. That guy's in trouble, isn't he? According to the Word. What's going to judge you and me one day, David? The Word. When we stand, if we're not walking in the God kind of love, did you know that when you really take the Word of God and look at it at clear face value, there's a lot of people that go to church that say they're Christians that are evidently not Christians. This is scary. I mean, if you want to go to heaven, does everybody in here want to go to heaven? Yeah, when the time comes, I guarantee I don't want to go to that alternative. Do you? Absolutely not. I do not want to go there. Well, there's some requirements that we must meet. There is, isn't there, Bobby? We got to love each other. I mean, is there times that probably every one of us done something that some of us don't like? Oh, yeah. But that don't mean we got to get out of love, right? We still love each other and are able to walk in love and forgive each other. And there may be times you do something to me that I don't like. But I ain't going to get out of love with you. I'm not going to get out of love with you. You know, now everybody does things that people don't like. You know, but I'm going to stay in a love walk with you because I can. Because whoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murder has eternal life abiding in him. So if we're Christians, we got to love. If you don't love, you better examine your life because there's something missing, and it's Jesus Christ. Then he says, I want to go to Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. In the Old Testament, we're going to get a few verses here and there in the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 23, Exodus 23:25, I want you to see what kind of a promise God made us as children of God under the law. And this is under the law. Now then, if you've studied the new covenant, which we're going to talk a little bit about, you'll have to know that this covenant of love is far superior to the covenant of the law. far superior. Got better promises and everything. We walk in an entirely different place as Christians if we know it. But let's go back and look what was available to us under the law. And again, you will notice this is to the obedient. Now see, this is where we miss it under the new covenant. God's never changed His mind. If He expects people to be obedient and do what He says under the law, what does He expect us to do under the new covenant of love? Obedient, right, Cliff? Amen, obedient. He's never changed His mind. To them that obey Me, you have eternal salvation, He says. Well, what if you don't obey Him? Then you ain't got it. You're going to die and go to hell. Well, yeah, but Lord, I'm washed in the blood, but I hate that old boy over there. I can't stand him. Well, when the day comes and that old boy dies because he hated his brother, supposedly, the Word of God says, I'm sorry, but you can't come in. Whoa, that's scary. I'm telling you, if I had any doubt that I hated anybody, I'd get saved, wouldn't you, Eldon? Yes. Guarantee I would. Look what's available to us under Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He, now you've got to serve Him. See, this is back just like it. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Under the law, if we will be obedient to serve God, who is going to take sickness away from the midst of us? The Lord is. Absolutely. The Lord. So who is it that speaks the blessing over us as obedient children, or under them, under the law? Who spoke the blessing? God did, just like you said. God did. What if they were disobedient? Who spoke the curse? God did. That's right. The curse comes from God. But who is it that fulfills the curse? The devil. That's when the devil's turned loose on you. When God says, okay, I'll use Cliff back there since he's sitting there. Cliff's not been a good boy lately. Devil, you can go get him for a little while. You don't want to be there, do you, Cliff? No, sir. You don't want God to speak a curse on you and turn the devil on you no more than I want him on me. Because when that beast gets turned loose on us, he does bad things to us, doesn't he, Bobby? I guarantee he is the enforcer. You don't want him turned loose on you. But the Lord says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now then, people out here saying, well, you know, God's a blessing God, and if you'll stand like this and do this, God will, if you'll do these certain things, God will really pour out a financial blessing upon you and bless everything you do. Well, let me tell you, God said in His Word, if you'll be obedient, serve Me, He'll just bless you. You don't even have to ask Him to bless you. He will just automatically bless you if you will serve Him and walk holy in obedience to His Word. He said, I will command the blessings to overcome you and overtake you. But you got to obey Me, He says, and do what I say. Well, let me tell you, I think God knows everything we do and every thought we have every day, don't you? And so if He knows everything, then if we will do what He says, you don't have to worry about the blessings coming to you. He will just bless you and overtake you. But see, one of the things people don't do, they don't use the right vocabulary. Now, God told us to say good things and say what we want. Don't go around saying, oh, my old car is so wore out, it'll probably fall apart on me before I get home this afternoon. That's so negative. God ain't going to bless you using those kind of negative words. When He says, obey Me and do everything I say, He says, speak My words of faith. Lord, I want to thank You that I got a nice car. I want to thank You that You've met all of my needs. I want to thank You, Lord, that You're my strength. I want to thank You, Lord, that You're my strength. And I want to thank You. You said, walk holy. So, Lord, I'm going to walk holy before You today. I want to thank You, Lord, that everything is mine. I want to thank You that the Word of God says that all these blessings are mine. I want to thank You that nothing's impossible with Me. I can do all things. Lord, let me get out there and get somebody saved today. Get somebody healed today. Just send me somebody. Use me for Your glory today, Lord. I am available. Just whatever You want me to do, I'm available, Lord, to be used of You for Your glory. He says, you really are? Well, good. I got something for you to do today. Guarantee he'll send somebody your way. And when he sends somebody your way, don't say, when they come and say, I've got a need, can I talk to you a minute? Don't say, I'm too busy. I got other things to do. Because you made God a promise, send somebody to me and I'll take care of them today. Be ready to do what you said. He'll put you to the test. He'll put you to the test. Guaranteed. Just like this guy told me this story that I told you a while ago. And he said, I'll do anything. Man, let me tell you, you failed your test. That's not what I want to hear God say. Is it you, Bobby? I want to hear him say, welcome, son, you passed your test today. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear this, you failed your test. Well, he didn't want to hear, but it sure did change him. I guarantee his wife told me it sure did change the way he done business. Made a different boy out of him. In verse 26, it says, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. All you got to do is serve Him. Love Him. Walk in obedience to His Word. And then in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Let's look at this. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, He says, but now hath He obtained a more excellent ministry. I mean, this ministry that the Lord has got. You know, I hear people all the time. They call us, they write us, they send us emails, and people that get healed or delivered or whatever, and they say, praise God for this ministry, the Living Savior Ministries. Well, let me tell you, this ministry is God's ministry. He's the one started. He's the one in charge of it. So He has started a more excellent ministry. We just happen to be in on a little tiny bit of it. But you know, it's wonderful to have people call you on a regular basis and said, you know, Thurman, it's so wonderful. Gloria prayed for me, or you prayed for me, or Wendy prayed for me, or Cheryl prayed for me, or whatever, and I got my prayers answered. Mm-hmm. You know, that's so awesome when we have those kind of praise reports at our little ministry. I'm grateful. But we tell you the truth. Does everybody obey the truth? Not every one of them. Some of them disobey God. All I do is tell you what the Word says. I'm the messenger boy. But I do tell you what the Word says. And I'm not bashful with the Word. I will tell you what the Word says, and then we'll let God do the convicting. That's not my job. All I do is just tell you what it says. But He says here in Hebrews 8, 6, but now has He obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more also He is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Did you know I was a Christian and I had served as a Sunday school teacher and I had been a deacon and I had been a Christian for years and years and years until about 25 years ago I didn't even know I had a new covenant.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.